KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. We're at 30 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today in a high around 66. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education met during a brief session Wednesday evening at the high school and voted to approve a settlement with the Atlantic Employees Association, which represents the non-certified staff, such as bus drivers, custodians, ground maintenance, paraeducators, secretaries, and cafeteria personnel. Superintendent Steve Barber said a tentative agreement was reached with the association back on March the 13th.
Article 1, salary schedule. The parties agree that each eligible employee shall move a step on the salary schedule and all employees shall receive 15 cents. And then the other one was that the wait time that bus drivers take currently get paid $10.50, and we agreed to increase that to $11. Parties also agree that all transportation staff will have the option to be paid bi-weekly. That wouldn't be written in the contract, but since other groups in this association are able to do that, we didn't see anything wrong with that. The total package cost was $47,348, and if we want to put a percentage on that, that was 1.72%.
Negotiations for the certified teaching staff are currently underway. The board held an exempt session following the regular meeting for the purpose of negotiation strategy and or related matters. In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved a driver's education contract for the 2019 school year, effective January 1st, with White Knuckle Driving School of Atlantic. Local certified instructors will be used for the course. And the board approved a bid of $75,660 for a middle school bleacher replacement from Academic Specialists LLC, doing business as Iowa Direct Equipment of Cedar Falls. The project was estimated to cost between $80,000 and $90,000. The next regular Atlantic School Board meeting will take place at the Middle School Media Center on May the 9th, beginning at 5:30. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported Wednesday that two people, a man and a woman, were arrested on felony drug charges. Matthew Sims and Crystal Oxenrider, both of Brooks, face felony charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, also with the intent to deliver. They were also charged with varying degrees of misdemeanors, including possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sims was additionally charged with interference with official acts. The case remains under investigation. Two women were charged following a situation involving 911 calls Wednesday evening. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports just before 7 p.m., authorities received a 911 call from 54-year-old Roxanne Marie Boyce of Corning about a suicidal female in Mount Etna, 33-year-old Lacey D. Schmidt of Moscow, Idaho. The caller stated Schmidt was in possession of drug paraphernalia. At around 7:11 p.m., another 911 call from Boyce said Schmidt had a gun and was suicidal. Deputies arriving on the scene were unable to locate a weapon. Schmidt was transported to the hospital in Corning to determine her mental stability and was later released with no suicidal findings evident. She was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, while Boyce was arrested for making false statements to deputies with regard to the firearm. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested on separate drug-related charges Wednesday evening. At around 7:15 p.m., deputies arrested 40-year-old Michael Todd Brace of Red Oak for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, a Class B felony, and a drug tax stamp violation, also a felony. Brace was being held in Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. And just before 9 p.m. Wednesday, deputies arrested 58-year-old Terry Joe Halvin of Red Oak for OWI drugged. Halvin was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. In the funeral announcements, Joan David, age 86, of Rural Orient, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joan David will be today at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Eileen Dennis, age 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Eileen Dennis will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Orlin Farah, age 86, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Orlin Farah will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Brian Vols, age 58, of Stewart, died Sunday. A memorial service for Brian Vols will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marilyn Ann Robinson, age 78, of Oakland, died Monday. A cremation has taken place and graveside service for Marilyn Robinson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Jean Milford, age 97, of Atlantic, died March 13th. Graveside services for Gene Milford will be Saturday at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. D. Carnes Robertson, age 86 of Fontenelle, died January 3rd. A celebration of life for D. Carnes Robertson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Margaret Marilyn Hansen, age 78 of Avoca, died January 6th. A celebration of life for Margaret Hansen will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Bob Just, age 79 of Atlantic, died April 17th. Memorial services for Bob Just will be Saturday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Dolores D. Hankey, age 86 of Atlantic, died April 16th. A celebration of life service for D. Hankey will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Gerald Jones, age 79, who's formerly of Walnut, died February 20th in Arkansas. A celebration of life for Gerald Jones will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Monroe Methodist Church northeast of Walnut. Connie Beamer, age 58 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Connie Beamer will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Former Iowa Supreme Court Justice Jerry Larson, age 81 of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Jerry Larson will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Iris Hollison, age 93 of Omaha and formerly of Griswold, has died. Services for Iris Hollison are pending in Recon Veith Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
Call Iowa Gold today for all of your byproduct needs.